about that.
Well, live from the Kumia studio, where the truth is still true, comes a show that gives you a reason to live. October 24th, we have our show at Westside Comedy Club. Don't miss it. I'll be there, and Sherrod Small, Tom Shalhoub from Fox News Radio, and Chloe LaBranche, who's sexy, looks about 12.
Almost finished chewing, Pat?
Yeah. I'll bring you in when it's time, Clayton. I'm trying to be tasteful here. They get really upset when you eat on the show.
Yeah.
I've gotten letters about it. And I got a cease and desist from Big Tobacco, believe it or not.
You know, I thought that might happen.
Because of my association with Proud Boys, yeah. No. Big Tobacco wants nothing to do with me now.
So they don't sponsor the show anymore?
Yeah. So, and not only a cease and desist on talking about them and promoting them, I'm not allowed to smoke anymore. I got to cease and desist on using tobacco because of Proud Boys. So this has been a hard week. There's a guy in Alabama or Georgia, something, Dr. Dick. Dr. Dick is accused of sexual harassment. It's true. A court convicted Dr. Michael Dick of harassment Friday in 3 separate incidents with female patients under his care at Alabama Medicine and Rheumatology. She had rheumatism. Look at that guy. It's like, I'm Dr. Dick. They call me Dr. Dick.
It looks like Bob Saget.
Oh, it does. Only less like a pedophile. You know?
Bob Saget really get away with it.
Yeah. This guy's, I don't know. He's like a combination of Bob Saget and Devo. that hit part of the room. The physician found guilty on one count and entered guilty pleas on 2 other counts. What a polite guy. 2-hour hearing, Decatur Municipal Court. Decatur, Dick Hader.
Oh.
It was no wonder it was at Dick Hader Municipal Court.
It was meant to be.
Dick Hader. Those fucking Dick Haters. You can't trust them. If you're a Dr. Dick, can't get a fair trial in Dick Hader. Also, besides Clayton Fletcher, as you see to my left, is a mannequin.
That's what my hair looks like. Yeah.
I think that tie is making America great again. And your hair is very wig-like.
My chicken.
We are being further harassed. My chicken, my wig. I think they might have had something to do with Big Tobacco.
I think they called them up and they're like, "Hey, we're the sponsors here, mm-hmm. not you guys."
Did you know? I don't get it. I don't get how it's gone so crazy. I went to that press conference where they were talking about it here locally. Corey Johnson, who is a homo, and. With actual AIDS, so I mean, it's on his make of that what
it
you
is,
will.
It is his Twitter bio that he has.
Twitter
AIDS.
Bio is homo with actual AIDS.
Yes, that's what it says.
It says us.
You might not want to lead with that.
Oh wait, shit! He's sitting right next to you. I'm sorry. He's sitting right. How embarrassing! Corey Johnson with AIDS sitting there. No, that's not. That is Cormac who has a. He has a segment later. Not Corey Johnson, but you know, Corey Johnson saying that it just strikes me that they're standing there with the A's painted, you know, in spray paint on the doors and the window has a brick through it. And they have this letter saying, "We're going to get you," you know, and it's only the beginning. We're going to violently look at this stupid wedge. Sorry about that. And then they're complaining about the Proud Boys for having a talk there saying they brought hate. Like, well, you should know what's going to happen.
You're going to fix your wedge, and I'm sitting next to this?
What do you mean?
I mean, you want to talk hair? That's his real hair.
That's what he's claiming. That's his real hair. You
guys are lucky I didn't bring my chicken.
Just the wig. Where is the chicken?
You fix the wedge, Pat.
Oh, your shit's not. I don't know if I did or not. I'm going to have to go to the side. This show is not brought to you by tobacco at all. So take that, Big Tobacco.
We don't need you.
We don't need it. You don't need tobacco to live. You don't. You can quit.
Actually, if you don't do it, you'll live longer, perhaps.
I've heard that.
And that's something
I have heard whispers of something about tobacco sometimes being bad for you?
Negative, yeah.
Having a negative impact on your health, and they're looking into it. Mm. They are.
Have they made any progress?
Investigating. I don't know if they've
if they've gotten
what they've
anywhere
found,
with that yet?
What they've, you know. But all I know is this woman. Holy Jesus! Did she get the shit beat out of her? It's a Bronx robbery horror. Everything okay there? We have a Halloween episode next week, but on the 24th, West Side Comedy Club. That will be a lot of fun. We have just been celebrating here. This thing we just found out about, Kavanaugh, is confirmed by this woman. My God, this is an issue we should save. So Dr. Dick, so what do you think Dr. Dick got? He was sentenced to 90 days in jail, ordered to pay a $500 fine.
That's pretty good.
It's worth it.
Yeah, I'd say so.
That's the cost of sexual harassment.
Yeah. Well, what exactly did he do?
Yeah. He denied the allegations.
Right. So he didn't do anything.
So he didn't do anything, I guess. He's accused of kissing one patient on the mouth during an exam for arthritis. Probably just checking her reflexes. Touching another woman's face inappropriately at her appointment. Mm. How do you touch someone's face appropriately? Yeah. I mean, he's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't going in. There's no way to do that.
I mean, he's a doctor also. Or don't you just have free rein to...
touch your patients.
Yeah. Because you don't know what these has to do.
No, you don't. You don't have free reign. No, that's not how being a doctor works. No.
Oh. I think it is.
Someone's got their medical degree, I guess. I didn't know.
There's no free reign.
Hey, we want to get all high and mighty about this.
Don't have free reign.
Yeah, sorry. Didn't mean to...
Well, maybe you can explain.
Yeah, hot button topic.
You guys familiar with the Hippocratic grope?
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, the Hippocratic grope. Yeah.
There it is. That's the line. That was
how could... I'm aware of the hypocritical guest. He's the hypocritical guest because he thinks comedians can touch women any way that they want.
Mm.
And he's right. His name's Clayton Fletcher, and he is one of the top 1,000 poker players in the world.
Yeah, and among those top 1,000 poker players, probably the most likely to... touch someone's face inappropriately.
Mm-hmm.
For good luck.
The other 999 don't touch as many faces inappropriately as I do.
Most likely to appear on this show.
That's absolutely.
We're all face touchers.
Sometimes you have to, if someone has a really good poker face, you have to touch it, right?
That's what I see.
How real it is.
And that's what I consider appropriate touching, you know.
Yeah.
Check out that.
And you ask, do you mind?
Yeah, I get consent first.
Yeah. And even if they say no, I thought you said yes.
Yeah.
So you can touch somebody sexually without it being a sexual organ. That's interesting.
That is interesting. Mm. Did we break new ground here?
Well, if you touch him with your dick.
Ah.
Yeah, that's what makes it sexual.
But he is Dr. Dick.
He's Dr. Dick. You should, look, you make an appointment with Dr. Dick.
You're getting touched by Dick.
Right.
You are getting the dick.
Either way, technically.
I mean,
yes. How does he end up getting sentenced at all? I mean, he's Dr. Dick. That should
he's Dr.
Be...
Dick, yeah. He should get, carpe diem.
Carte blanche.
That's what I meant to say, yes.
No. And a per diem.
He should have it.
That's the one.
But he should seize the day with his carpe blanc.
Right.
With his Milano Blahnik, and he should. No, Dr. Finger is the one that I heard of. I heard it was a Dr. Finger. Dr. Finger!
They should open a practice together. Finger and dicks.
Dr. Finger.
Two of James Bond's worst enemies.
I was gonna say there's a James Bond thing in there somewhere.
Mr. Bond.
Dick Finger.
Dick Finger.
Oh, boy.
The name's Dick. Dr. Dick.
His name's Dick. Michael Dick. Mike Dick. He's one of those open Mike Dicks. Mike Dick. Can we get a Mike Dick? Mike Dick remained a licensed physician as of Wednesday, but the Alabama Board of Medical Examiners is reviewing the allegations. We've been investigating Dr. Dick. And with the convictions, we can now... take action without compromising the criminal case. Of course, you can. Now we will present. I mean, do you think his evidence? How are they not talking about this in court the whole time?
Right, we're just going to keep.
So,
that.
Dr. Yeah. Dick.
Yeah. Let's ask Corey Johnson what he thinks.
Now, you went to. Yeah. Let's ask Corey Johnson. Jesus. Corey Johnson and all those other fuckers on the city council who are full of shit. They are really full of shit. By the way, vote for Vicky Paladino.
Yes.
If you live in the 11th district, it's very crucial that you do. I shill for her constantly.
Constantly.
Because the 11th district means something to me. Because I know she's the best for the job. I mean, for Christ's sake, when John Liu is a criminal. John Liu is a criminal. You should Google John Liu and criminal. You'll find a lot of headlines.
Sounds like a criminal name if I ever heard one.
John Liu. Yeah.
This is my boss.
John Liu. I don't like John Liu. Asian people, we don't, because he Asian, we vote for him. No, he's a Vicky Paladino.
Many Asians against him.
Yeah, I've heard.
I understand.
There are.
I've heard.
Yeah.
It's that was big. A great Asian impression, by the way.
Thank you. I don't know how. Yeah. I don't know where
Isn't
it comes
that
from.
Crazy? That was awesome.
I've been working on it.
I don't know where it comes from.
It's a lifetime. One would say a lifetime.
Like, of course. Once you get the costume on, it really does most of it. We see this video of the stage Nancy Pelosi thing that I don't think actually happened.
Oh.
Yeah, let me check it out.
When they went after
in
her?
The script. Just click it. Yeah.
Was this in Cuba or was it a Cuban guy?
It was a Cuban guy.
Cuban guy?
It was a Cuban guy.
Okay.
It's Cuba Gooding.
And it was...
I mean, they just called her a communist. Like, there was... She,
which is Cuba really Gooding? Not an insult.
Right. Right. Considering she is one.
Does this look real to anyone? This is like an odd view. Where's wrong? Right. You can't really see what's going on.
Are you blocking this one too?
Excuse me. Sorry, sir.
I can't watch you. I've killed people before.
Wow, I killed people
Look
before.
Look at Nancy Pelosi right here.
Is that
Look
a nose cam?
Look at this piece of shit right here. Look at this piece of shit Pelosi right here.
I just never hear...
You fucking communists. You don't belong here, you fucking communists. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, they're eloquent about it, at least.
She has no alarm whatsoever. No surprise.
That's just her permanent face, though.
There she is holding the door.
Now this chick, watch what she does. Like, rewind it just a cunt here, if you don't mind. Back to before. This woman actually helps shut the door. We don't have to rewind it, I guess. But
I like it if you.
Could you pull it back to? Just before they shut the door, so even before that, I think. So yeah, before that. Just before that, please, Drew. Okay, yeah. So what's the chick in the red who is like, look at me. I'm one big, enormous Trump supporter.
Right. She's all maggot up.
Look at me if you look at nothing. Now watch the way she shuts the door for them. She bumps it with her elbow. Okay, yep. Let me just make sure that's closed. Yeah, okay. It just doesn't seem like...
Yeah, that's an over-the-top hat. Dude, Trump 2020. I have a sign. I'm wearing red.
Right.
I'm the mascot for...
And they're just saying communista over and over again.
And she's guarding the door. Funny thing, too.
She's guarding the door, right.
I see that. I also see... I mean, I wasn't feeling that it was maybe set up right off the bat, but she's kind of like... By being the only person, like, she's kind of blocking, securing that area.
To, like, yeah, to pound on the door. Now there they are pounding on. As if this is the Supreme Court.
The door to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I mean, right. This is, like, not really a door that, I mean, you could just turn the knob and walk in, probably.
Big 30-ton doors.
I don't know where this is. It looks like it's on a ship.
It does. It
kind of on a cruise or something?
Like Carnival Journey, actually.
Okay, that's enough.
No, it was in Miami.
This just doesn't look like a bunch of conservative people to me.
It doesn't even look that, even if it is, doesn't look that treacherous. I mean, the person guarding her from the person holding the camera was like a small old lady with the gray jacket.
Yeah, we didn't.
That's all it took?
We didn't even get
near her.
And, you know, you notice how we didn't, like, in the media, they didn't, like, really focus on this for very long. They just wanted to be, say, like, count it and move on, because if you look too closely, you're like, that doesn't look like, we don't act like that.
It starts falling apart the more and more you use it, yeah.
Yeah, so just,
there's one in the books,
say,
and...
Look, that's the way it is. Right. It's on that both sides have done this, because they started getting sick of guys saying, like, you ever notice it's always the left? They couldn't, they didn't like the way that sounded. Well, an airline failed to kick this guy off after, I don't know, he said something vaguely, supposedly, in the neighborhood of racially tinged about a woman who didn't get out of his way.
Uh-oh.
Don't you dare shout at her!
Don't tell me what to do. If I tell her to get out, she gets
out. No, she won't! Can you sort him out? You don't rule and talk to her like that. Who the hell are you, old?
Oh, idea of the accents.
Give her a chance.
They're so sophisticated in Europe, aren't they?
My pinky is out, you bitch.
Making everybody uncomfortable. Ryanair is also, I don't know if you guys ever flew on Ryanair, it's like the worst comfortable flight ever.
Yeah. Ryanair.
It's like $11 flights.
How much are the flights?
Like $11, $19, like they have like... Yeah.
Is this first class or something?
this is their first class.
It's the Greyhound of Europe.
Huh. It's the, what do you call it?
I'll tell you this. If you don't go to another seat, I'll push you
down. Now the white knight here behind
there
us.
There he is.
I love it. Wow. Hey, man. Hey, man.
Don't talk to me.
Oh.
Stupid ugly cow.
There you go.
I will carry on. As long as I can with this ugly blessing.
There he is.
It's like, dude. Stop. We're two adults, bro.
There's no need for that at all.
No need for that at all.
Just stop.
It's so easy, right?
I'm young.
Excuse me, I'm a real cock sucker.
Right. You ever try to pop just a little cock?
Taking a side now. I'm taking it against you.
Well, throw him off the flight.
Throw him off the flight.
Throw him.
Get rid of him.
I'll take off first.
You throw him off the flight, you. Now they move her, he gets to stay. Well, I guess she'll move a little quicker next time. See that, but they didn't include in the story about how much he got yelled at by this other lady who called him all kinds of names, things they had to censor out. Well, also,
What did he say besides calling her an ugly cow?
Stupid ugly cow?
Yeah.
I think he called her an ugly black woman or something.
Oh, no. Not that.
Well, Pat, as you know...
You such high standards.
Hey, you're a black woman. How dare you?
This goes on for a while, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's much too long.
Now the baby, of course.
Yeah. The all right, enough of this. Yeah, good point. The guy stays. Mm-hmm. We should continue watching throughout the whole flight. Follow his life as he gets home. Had a bit of a row. Tells his wife about it. A white woman wouldn't let a black guy into his own building, it says.
Oh, this.
But I think that the guy could have found a way to reassure her but was refusing to. I think that's always the thing. They want to see, like, I should be able to provide minimal proof of who I am, and fuck you. Take my word for it. And if you won't, you're a racist, and I'm filming it. Let's watch. It's hard to tell who's who in this video.
Please move, ma'am.
I can. Okay. Do you live here?
Different video.
I'm sorry.
We got the audio with the...
Another video.
We might as well watch this quickly while you...
figure out how the YouTube
This is certainly
works.
Entertaining. The police answer a call of a naked man. Well, it's always going to be fun. He's like...
Step into it.
the keypad is right there.
I understand that, ma'am.
You can film me. That's okay. Fine.
I understand, ma'am. But you're blocking me.
Into my building.
Okay. It's my building as well, so I need you to get out of my way.
Okay, what unit?
Get out of my way.
I don't need to say that information. So excuse me, ma'am.
I'm uncomfortable.
Keypad, right? Okay, what if he enters something on the keypad
that's
or whatever?
You're uncomfortable because of you. I need you to move out of my way, please.
No.
Ma'am, please stop touching me.
I'm not touching you.
You just was previously. Before.
I'm not touching you at all.
So I'm going to step in.
I'm not touching you, and I'm not... In any way, doing anything outside of letting my dog go to the bathroom.
And I live here and you're blocking the door.
What unit?
I don't need to tell you that. What unit do you live in?
Right.
307.
Okay.
A hell of a first date.
I'm on the fourth floor. Excuse me.
No. You don't have a key fob. You are... No.
No.
Right.
No.
I mean, she's in the right.
If you have that, then okay.
Ma'am, you're not security. You're not the property manager. You're not Mike Herman.
No, but I live here.
Okay, and I live here too. You're not Mike Herman. You're not Rick.
I don't like the fact you have your phone in my face.
Okay, I don't like the fact that you're blocking me for what I pay.
You just dropped the landlord's name.
All I'm asking is,
like that,
what
so
unit?
Now, I don't need to tell you that information.
If you want to come into my building. Yeah.
It's not your building. You're not the owner. You pay rent.
Sir,
you
could have
just said
on
his unit number.
Yes, and I've already buzzed in. I've already
you did
used
not.
One.
I understand. Okay. You're probably afraid of being raided by men who could come in here and push in.
I'm not showing you anything. And the second man, I'm bound to walk through where I live at. So.
No.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Violently hurt her.
Can you show me the key fob into this?
That's not going to happen, right?
Excuse me.
It's no.
The story is against her, kind of.
She should just close the door, and if he can get in, then he can get in. That's
she
it.
She couldn't close the
right,
door.
Right, exactly.
She was trying to, yeah.
She couldn't close the door. He wouldn't let her.
It is unlikely that the guy would be filming himself trying to go in and rob a building.
That's true, too. That's another, that is the other side of this. You're right.
Yeah. Now they have to share the elevator together, so it's a little awkward. Yeah.
But in that moment, she's not thinking of all the logic. She's afraid.
Right. So somebody's trying to get in the building who doesn't have a key fob.
Doesn't have a fob. You're supposed to have the fob.
Right.
And then he tried to remain suspicious.
Right.
He
was trying to make a point. He was trying to make a thing.
He said, this is my time to make a point.
Me when
he should go ahead and rape her to further make this point.
Right.
Just because I live in a building don't mean I'm not a rapist.
Yeah.
Rapists live in buildings.
The thing is, this is the kind of conversation that happened in New York, like, on a daily basis for 30 years, but nobody knew until everybody had a cell phone.
Well,
this is normal building stuff that just happens in the city.
Now it's a thing.
Now it's a thing.
Now it's a national thing.
If they're...
Oh, the shame.
If they're both the same race... Does this even make the news?
No, not at all. Then it's
the
just
fact
a,
that he's black.
Exactly.
It's another divisive. Here's a misunderstanding between two people that look different. Pick a side.
Right. That's exactly right.
It's all his fault walking around with that black skin.
Yeah. Why are they trying to push that on us?
Yeah. Well, in my building, they hang signs up that say if you see someone that doesn't, that you don't recognize.
Like you, wink, wink.
What building do you think I live in? We all have a fob. Like, you know, fob opens the door and then you can enter your building, your apartment number. And if you see somebody trying to get in on your fob, you're actually not supposed to let them do that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And we've been all reminded, for everyone's safety, no one enters without a fob.
Get off my fob, motherfucker.
Yeah, how many times can I say fob in 5 seconds?
If they're black and have a cell phone, though, you automatically have to let them in now.
Well,
that's the new rule.
Unless you want to be on the news.
Unless you want to be on the news.
Nobody wants to be on the news in that context.
Right.
And nobody wants to be on the news debating the Republican candidate for governor either. Look at that. They put him on the front.
Oh, no.
He was chicken. 4 days in a row, they put him in a chicken suit.
Nice.
And then finally he's like, okay, I will.
Do it.
And he's going to debate the guy tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, the Post, like, bullied him into it,
I
guess.
That's fucking awesome.
If you win your head, you know you're going to win. Like, why debate the guy? I mean, it makes sense politically, I guess. It's just not very nice. But then they all started doing it. Then the AG wasn't going to debate anybody. I mean, they may still.
Wow.
Nobody pays attention to these debates.
Do they not? During the mayoral debate, they did a little bit.
It's you know, they're all, because in our race also, everybody asks if we're going to do a debate, and it's just not going to happen. Like, even
is it a waste
though
of time?
What?
It's a waste of time.
It is. It's a waste of time. I mean, in this governor thing, let's face it. Right now and here and now, everybody knows who they're voting for. Mm. Everybody knows who they're voting for. It's just a point. Molinaro is making the point to say he won't debate me. You know, as a
that's pretty much races right across the country. Though.
Yeah.
So it's,
oh, sure.
It's
at
a
this
reality
point,
of politics these days.
Maybe in the past races, they actually meant something. But nowadays, it's not what it was.
Well, I don't know. If he just goes up and just steps on his dick and the other guy looks pretty good, he could close it up by a few points and maybe make it a race.
That's what you pray for, is that the other guy completely screws up. That's that's the only thing you hope for, is that there's a gotcha in there somewhere that you could run
at him and just go, faggot, faggot. He's a faggot.
And the voters are like, oh man, he's a faggot. I didn't know that. I'm not voting for him now.
Ooh, I'm not voting for a faggot.
Ooh, whisper, whisper.
Especially one in a chicken costume.
Wait, it's New York. Oh, wait.
Isn't that how Trump
I'm
won?
Definitely
something
voting
like that?
For
right, yeah.
Yeah.
Faggots.
We're not the hugest fans of Molinaro, though, either.
You're not? Why not?
He hasn't been good to us during the primary. And even after we won the primary, he's been. He hasn't been very smart in how he's played his overall strategy in our neck of the woods.
Yeah, he sounds like every once in a while I have a big play that Linguini Molinaro, you know, and it's
agita.
Not later on you get the agita, right? Exactly, nothing but agita.
Agita.
Look at this chick. Oh, man, high-tech RX for... Oh, boy, I don't know what the fuck this is about. Sometimes you see a headline and you go, I have no idea. High-tech RX for placard abuse-eyed.
Jesus.
High-tech RX for placard abuse-eyed. Anybody interested in that? Any takers?
It's like it wants you to not read it.
Yeah. It has to be a better headline.
It's about the guy's grandma.
It's like, yeah, it's no good. No good. Depressed way. Highway fix worse than L-Train closure. Oh, boy. Hey, you know, the L-Train's closed. Everybody's losing their fucking mind.
Yeah.
They live off the L? No?
I do, but yeah. I live off the M, too, and that's saving the day. So shout out to the M train.
Isn't that the Brooklyn thing? Isn't that the one that goes to Williamsburg?
Yeah, it goes through there.
Yeah.
And it goes all the way to, I don't know, the Department of Education's classroom trailer mold problem. They have mold in their trailers, Department of Education.
Go figure.
And, oh, by the way, a big rat problem in the NYCHA housing, apparently.
No.
NYCHA housing, Shocker. Rat problem.
NYCHA. You know, the NYCHA. New York City
Housing
Authority.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And we call it NYCHA.
And if you ever wondered what Weinstein's casting couch looks like.
Wow.
Oh. Sitting pervy.
Wow. There are some remnants of past perverted behavior.
Well, they had to flip the middle cushion, it says.
Oh, God.
The case is looking better and better for Weinstein. You know, they had to drop one of the... What? You got some good news.
A piece of your oatmeal cookie just eroded naturally and just tumbled off your phone.
Oh, did it?
I just, like, watched while you were speaking, just went...
Delicious, these
cookies. I'm going to tight shot of that.
We have a replay of that?
That is delicious.
It's like slapstick, basically.
Kind of. Not make noise while I eat this. Look at this, another couch. Yeah, Lucia Evans, man. Her story is, like, not true.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Her friend said, no, she blew him to get a part. She told me. So do you think that hurts her case?
Yeah.
Or other cases? Not just that one, but the other ones.
I mean, of course, it hurts
them all. Look like a bunch of liars.
It hurts them all, but, you know, honestly, we're going back to when the casting couch was kind of what everyone who got off the bus in Hollywood expected.
And they're like, where's that dick?
Yeah, well, they're like, well, I'm probably going to have to sleep with some disgusting fat old guys in order to get the parts I want.
Whose dick do I got to suck to get a mouthful of cum around here?
That's just, and that's pretty much the line they would say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that what he did was right, but I'm saying that we're trying to go back and pretend that, oh, these women had no expectation that they would be sexually harassed.
Yes, yes.
And it's very hard to differentiate how many of them...
hypocrisy that they participated in, he was a part of, but so were they.
Yeah, everybody was a part of it, because that's how Hollywood works.
Shitty actresses
taking the fall for.
I mean, I don't think anybody
loses us. We're the ones who lose.
I don't think anybody would have cared if Hollywood wasn't so high and mighty about the Me Too sexual harassment bullshit. This is just the way Hollywood operates, and I think everybody was happy just turning the other cheek to it. But when you get all high and mighty about something,
you're looking at a New York Times, huge New York Times story, which I think got the ball rolling in a way that. I mean, the guy had never been covered like that.
That's true.
That's true. He got favorable coverage before that.
On the inside, people within the entertainment community would always make these kind of jokes about Weinstein.
Right.
Like,
for years.
And Cosby, too. Like, it was something that it was just we knew.
Everybody knew, right.
But it wasn't like it
We were comfortable with it, mostly.
Well,
he didn't mind.
He liked it.
It was a different time.
You know, and that kind of, it bums me out for the chicks that thought that's, so I go to Hollywood. I sleep with a guy and then I got a part. That's kind of easy. Like once you kind of
right
just
now
like
I got to work.
Whew, I got to
kind of like
all
like
I got to do.
Plan B, you know, you got different plans. Yeah. You got a shortcut and you got the long way of being good.
That's plan A.
Yeah.
And then here's what happens. Probably they don't. Let's say if that casting couch thing doesn't happen, now they're going around and they kind of meet somebody in the industry and they're like, maybe I just sleep with him. Oh, that didn't work out. He just dumped me and we just hooked up. And then she goes to another guy. Maybe I'll sleep with him. And then she winds up spreading herself way too thin.
That's right.
Could have just had one casting couch
to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How is this a bad thing? Hey,
no, yeah, it's kind of.
Well, it benefits the men.
It sounds like a good deal for
them.
Actually,
she doesn't end up getting a role.
I like his scenario. Overall, I think, maybe.
So what I'm saying is, I'm for it.
Just fuck everybody and then go back to Indiana.
Yeah.
Get back on that bus.
I'm sorry.
Fuck everybody yet? Okay, you can go. Keep it simple. But those old days, man. We say what goes on behind closed doors, you know.
It's none of my business.
I can tell you in the future, movies aren't going to be as good as they used to be because all the nerdy filmmakers that were thinking, well, I'm going to get so many hot girls by being in Hollywood. Now they're going to say, well, I better get into some other field.
And but, that is grim, you know
they
that?
They missed the boat.
Yeah, and then female actresses with dignity are just awful. They're like, I'm playing a role. Instead of being a nice, gentle, broken down person. Yeah, dick sucker.
The less dignity, the better, I think. Nice, gentle dick sucker. When it comes to actresses.
Mm. Yeah.
Hmm.
It's the only.
They don't get the humbling experience of sleeping their way to the top.
The best.
Well, it says here that she said it was bullshit. What's her name? Rose McGowan.
Mm.
Did you know that?
Oh God.
She said that Me Too was bullshit.
It is.
Nice. Where does she stand politically then? Because she's kind of all over the place saying a whole bunch of shit.
She's like, anybody got any money for me?
Yeah.
I'll say shit.
That's who I'm with. She said, let me see here. She calls it, here's the headline, calls it bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in case you didn't believe it. Yeah. Right there in the headline. Women taking part in the Me Too movement are undoubtedly used to their fair share of public attacks. The unfortunate truth is that any time a woman comes forward, this is like all trying to take their side and shit. And she goes, it's all bullshit, the activist said. It's a lie, it's a Band-Aid to make them feel better.
Is that your Rose McGowan impression?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
And his Harvey Weinstein.
I'm awful upset about that $100,000 being all the money I got. I want more money and more attention. She does say here, she said, this is her talk. She goes, I know these people. I know they're lily livered. And as long as it looks good on the surface to them, that's enough. She said of Hollywood activists, they're not champions. I just think they're losers. How about that?
Wow.
Shit.
She said, do you think I don't know these people? Do the math. Who's behind Time's Up? CAA. Where do they meet? CAA. Who needs good PR? CAA. Who are part of the pimp problem? CAA.
Ooh.
I guess she must have lost her agency recently. In the Times interview, she said she can understand why supporters of it. Basically, why supporters of President Trump have a negative view of Hollywood. She said, Trump is right. She said they hate Hollywood for being faux liberals, and they're 100% right about that. Wow. It's a bunch of faux liberals. It's crap, and they know it is deep down. But they're living an empty life, and to me, that's their punishment. They get to live the lives they live. She mentioned in the version I read that she wasn't getting invited to enough brunches or lunches.
Mm. Right.
Sad. That was a big part of it.
Mm. And whose fault was that? CAA.
CAA. Who's not inviting me to brunch? So, yeah. Hey, can we see? How about a shocking video? Something to get our blood pumping. And then we're going to have crime from the Civil War era.
Mm.
A new segment.
Crime in time.
Going back in time with crime. It's a, just like...
It's Rose McGowan impression on the market.
It's also Rose McGowan.
Nobody does Rose quite like Pat Dix. Got her down.
Shocking Rose video. By any other voice.
I feel like I'm watching Charmed right now.
Yeah. The graphic.
There we go.
Piper was my co-star.
Wait, is this the caravan? Oh, yeah, a big fight broke out in the caravan.
Wow, that bitch is swinging.
Look at the size of that. Whoa! Like, look at the size of that chick.
It's in Guatemala.
Holy shit.
Fuck.
Sure beats cockfighting.
That's like, look at the size of her.
FOMO.
Butterbean meet cocoa bean. Shocking footage from Argentina surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
As a brolic man-woman.
And they tried to say there was no MS-13 in there. You take your camera and look at them. That's what they did. Where is that really? It's a concert or something.
Yeah, I don't know if we have the whole story on that, just the video.
Let's see what we have here. Okay, well.
Pretty sure that was...
It was a fight that broke out at a rap concert.
A Boogie with the Hoodie.
A Boogie with the Hoodie's rap concert on Long Island.
Rap concert on Long Island. Fights never break out at those.
No. Yes, they do. Well, that's what you were saying. All right, let's look at the moving company. It's cutting some corners.
Yes. Sarcasm's
tricky.
They do.
Sarcasm is
very tricky.
We can't be. We can't. Make sure anybody gets the wrong info out there. Is that a makeshift pickup truck?
No, that's a real one.
Oh, okay. Is that a Ford Ranger? What the fuck?
Uh-oh. No, let's see, what could go wrong?
No, nothing can go wrong.
Oh, don't tell me.
Trust me.
Pull that one again.
But he didn't die. Nobody died in this one.
You dropped it, stupid.
Boom. That's it.
What happened? The guy, pops up like...
Doink.
Holy cow.
Kind of water displacement or something.
I like the guy recording and left.
Yeah.
That guy is they had the camera rolling, like, something dumb's going to happen.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. No way it's going to work out.
That's great.
Ooh, Chinese police testing out a new patrol vehicle.
Mm.
I'm not chewing on the mic. Fuck.
It gets so funny so quick.
It badly hurt.
What's happening?
I thought he was laughing, but I think he's like actually.
No, he's in pain. No, he's in a lot of pain.
Convulsing.
Yeah. That's a lot of weight coming down on his.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want to submit a video, okay, this is what we're looking for. If you want to submit a video for the funniest video show, we want someone getting like severely injured in the first two seconds.
We have death videos that we saw the last two episodes ago. We were looking at people actually getting murdered, and it was freaking some people out.
Lighter.
This is a lot lighter.
Yeah, but this is good because it cuts right to the chase. You know, there's no fat on that meat. We just get right to the injury.
Two seconds.
A lot of fat on that fucking tire, though. God damn, that thing broke right away.
I did bring two stories.
Okay.
So whenever.
Okay. But you want to look at those now?
They're visual.
Now.
They're visual. Yeah, I sent an email, Drew. And the first one is some Pakistani shit. Okay. And I don't know if this is a crime or if this is a celebration. Celebration.
This one's pretty messed up. I couldn't watch it.
Don't editorialize now, Drew.
Oh, right.
Yeah. We cannot shame other cultures.
All cultures are equal.
Of course. This is our strength. Oh, you just got back.
Oh no!
Playful.
Except got a big smile.
Except that punch right there. That guy kind of meant it. Oh, here it comes. Pop-loof, dude. Drop was a little unnecessary.
Wow.
That's how you dance, baby.
That was,
wait, what?
Takes five to tango in Pakistan.
That was something.
What just happened?
Yeah, I gotta know.
Was that a wedding? I thought it was a wedding.
It looks like a wedding of some sort.
Right. So follow up to that video. Remember, Pat, the one where they slapped the wife in the face? They removed the veil from the wife and they slapped her in the face?
I don't remember that.
That happened, not too long ago, too.
That's standard practice, though.
I think so. Oh, yeah, no, if the arranged bride doesn't want, if she was resistant at any point, he's allowed to, like, slap her. That's what I read.
Yeah,
but I found no other videos of it, and I searched pretty hard.
We do that in my family.
Yeah, if she resists, you slap. Yeah. Like, I didn't want to do this, but you kept resisting.
Didn't resist.
I mean, they're like blacks that way.
Yeah. I do not consent.
I know, they always want to be resisting.
Why did you make me do this?
Exactly.
Why did you make me do this?
Why did you arouse my white authoritarian nature? I'm a fascist. I believe in fascism.
Well, when I got married and my wife forgot the fob...
Oh, yeah. You're not coming in.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, dick for you tonight.
Had a nice honeymoon plan.
Suck it here in the lobby.
Yeah.
So she sucked it in the lobby.
Yeah, prove you are who you say you are.
I have a friend who his wife wouldn't give him a blowjob on the night of his wedding. Mm. So they went to their honeymoon or whatever in Jamaica. And so she wouldn't suck it. She goes, to be honest, I've never really liked that. And he goes, really? Well, I'll tell you what, then you can get the fuck out of the hotel room I paid for. And he kicked her out. She slept on the beach.
Oh, that's great.
Been together for 45 years.
An incurable romantic.
Why do you always tell that story in the third person? I don't get it.
Best trip ever.
Kidding, Mandy Stantmiller. Try to keep your dick out of her mouth on your wedding night. This woman did not like it. And, isn't that great, though?
Yeah.
What a bold move. Not an auspicious beginning to the marriage.
Here's where, this is where the justice starts. Get used to it.
Yeah.
We've got a long time ahead, and that's the best time.
Set a boundary for justice, yeah.
Absolutely. She picked an odd time to bring that up. I think
a cunty time, yeah. Like, you feel really tricked, right?
Yeah.
The wedding night. Like, I'm not even one more for old time's sake.
Right.
Did you celebrate our wedding?
Nope, I got the ink on the paper.
It's just drying, yeah.
Done. It's officially over.
Got fucking sand on it.
No, she had a choice. Just go outside and sleep in this with the strangers and the critters in the sand and potentially being murdered and raped, or suck your husband's dick.
Sure. Sure. You know, Jackie Martling told a nice joke about that. It's a guy on a horse and his new bride.
He listens with laughter.
And and they're trotting along, and then the horse kind of stops to take a break. He hits it real hard.
Yep.
And it starts going again. He says, "That's one horse." And then the horse starts going again. And the horse stops again. And then he takes out a gun. Mm-hmm. And then she blows the horse's head off, and she says, "Honey, that was a little bit much." He says, "That's one wife." And that's and so the horse happened. That's my Jackie.
So, do you, who tells it better, you or Jackie?
Well,
don't answer. So what's the next story?
Another one is a riveting car chase. This is like brand new, uploaded an hour ago, and we're the first people to view it. I saw it had zero views. I looked up car chase.
Zero views.
I looked up car chase and put up upload date. And this was just uploaded an hour and 15 minutes ago.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is extraordinary. Let's see. They're on a carpet.
Is there volume?
Large. Okay. Wow.
This is a two-parter. So that's a Mustang, I believe. Right. Going real fast.
Yeah, you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a blur how fast it's going.
Yeah. It's music, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see the cops yet, though. But
like, it's the helicopter view we're looking at?
Yeah, I think so.
I am riveted.
This is good.
I can't tell. I think it's I-90 something. You know, one of those interstate.
The carpeted.
Oh, there's the cop.
Oh, there's the cop.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so now it's a chase.
There's some sort of maneuver. Oh, just puts the sirens on. Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Like there's going to be a beat down here. This doesn't end well.
No, yeah. I hope he doesn't get out. This is actually a two-parter. Is there a second part to the video?
They're rounding the corner there.
Yeah, I think there is. It was just posted on the news.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Did he get away?
It's
going to
be a big story, I think.
Riveting chase.
Oh shit, he clipped him.
Yeah. What?
There's, I guess, audio of Orson Welles speaking.
That's interesting.
At some point.
So they've sort of, I guess, got him pulled over there.
Yeah.
Waiting for him to step out of the vehicle.
Oh, I didn't see this part. Producer Braden.
Oh,
cool.
Shout out to Braden.
Good job, Braden.
And the part two is very interesting. It looks
you know
like
any more Jackie Martling jokes? That is a good joke.
I don't. I don't want to. But okay, here's the second video.
Let's go to Civil War news. Civil War. What?
Oh, part two. The same chase.
What are you?
This is
Civil War.
This is
the Civil War. All of that joke yet?
It escalated very quickly.
Oh my gosh!
I was so riveted. Shit. I was riveted by this because zero subscribers, zero views, uploaded 15 minutes ago or an hour ago. I forget. But this is brand... We're the only people that have seen this. And it's on a show that thousands of people are watching.
We're really
Braden
putting,
probably isn't one of them, though, I'm guessing.
That guy has a bright future ahead of him.
We're putting Braden on the map here today.
Yeah.
That wasn't very good.
Good about it.
Well, I'm going to do an ad while Cormac and makes his way over here. Would you mind doing a swap-a-rooney here?
I love swap-a-roonies.
Swap-a-roonies.
Nobody asked me if I want to do a swap-a-roonie.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
You got a swap-a-roonie.
Well, swap-a-roonie is, I had assumed that you would be down with swap-a-roonie. I want to take a
guess
moment.
I wasn't funny enough. I'll go over there now.
You gotta go with the Jackie Martin.
Actually, if I sent somebody away, it should be him, right? If we're going by that. Or me, actually. I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Buying a home, it can be one of the most important purchases you'll ever make. But today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, which can turn a great experience into an anxious one. That's why Quicken Loans created their exclusive power buying process. Here's how it works. They check your income, assets, and credit to give you a verified approval. This gives you the strength of a cash buyer. Imagine that. The strength of a cash buyer, making your offer more attractive to settlers and sellers and settlers. Once verified, your squeaky chair, you qualify for their exclusive rate shield approval. They'll lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. Then once you found the one, if rates go up, your rate stays the same. It stays the same. But if rates have gone down, you get to keep that new lower rate. And I'll even lower it. Either way, you win. It's the kind of thinking you'd expect from America's largest mortgage lender. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/compound. That's rocketmortgage.com/compound. Rate shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply based on Quicken Loans data in comparison to public data records. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030. We don't ask much from you here. This week, we need you to buy a house. Cormac, welcome to the show.
Thanks. That was my squeaky chair. Apologies.
Yes. Oh, no, I know. Tell me about this. What happened in the Civil War with crime? Very interesting. It's New York City, right?
Yeah, New York. Well, this happens. There's this guy. We're talking about Devil Dan Sickles, one of New York City's most infamous native sons.
What's his name?
Devil Dan. Well, Dan Sickles. He was named, nicknamed Devil Dan for a lot of reasons. Now, he's most famous for at the Battle
Anemia,
of...
Anemia, right?
No. Well, he lost a leg at the Battle of Gettysburg, which was kind of like karma because he made a really disastrous move by moving his Third Corps into a place that he, without orders, that he shouldn't have moved it. And the Confederates proceeded to shoot the hell out of it. And a cannonball carried off his right leg.
That's a very poetic way of saying that.
Yeah. Well, it actually
carried off his leg.
It didn't actually, the
both ways,
doctor
it
carried it off. it smashed his right leg, and then it was amputated.
Oh, shit.
And you can still see that that right leg in a Washington museum. It was donated by Sickles. Bicycles.
the Washington Leg Museum.
Yeah, which was the American Army Museum at the time, and now that's something else. It's called, like, the Medicine and Health Museum or something like that. Anyway,
Washington, you can see his shattered
leg. The leg itself?
The bone.
Oh, the bone.
Which was, it's like the tibia was sort of just
destroyed.
Smashed.
Yeah.
And it's in a glass case. Uh-huh. And he used to go visit it on the memorial of the battle every year.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a little grim that way. But anyway, so the thing that I find most fascinating is that by that time, you know, so he becomes controversial and he spends the rest of his career trying to patch up his horrible reputation as the guy who got a lot of Northern boys shot up for no reason. Mm-hmm. But even before the war, in 1859, he was the subject of one of the most sensational murder trials in American history.
I love it.
So he is a congressman at the time from representing New York City, New York City's New York's 3rd District. He's married to a woman named Teresa, who was half his age. He married her when she was 15, I think, or 16.
yeah, that's never going to be a problem.
In and of itself was he started lying about his age when he was born so that it didn't look so scandalous. Anyway,
really, so he's a congressman, marries a 15-year-old. No problem.
Well, no, he was married. This is before he was married before he became a congressman. But
he was elected. Oh, okay,
elected, married to a 15-year-old. Like, oh, even better. Fine.
He was still exactly. So and then
it's a different time.
It was a very, very different time.
60s, you know.
that's the thing. It's like he was notorious for carrying on, cheating on his wife. He just cheated on her relentlessly.
Oh, yeah.
So she finally returned the favor.
Oh, she cheated on him.
Yeah, she cheated on him with a guy named Philip Barton Key, who was the district attorney of Washington, D.C., and the son of Francis Scott Key, who wrote, of course, the Star-Spangled Banner.
D.A. Key, grandson of Scott Key.
The two were they were really hooked on each other. And Barton rented a house on Lafayette Square right around the corner from, Sickles' house.
Barton Key rented a nearby house so he could fuck his young wife?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Literally right around the corner. Wow. And so he would go out into Lafayette Square and wave around a handkerchief.
Around the dawn's early light?
Yeah. That was how he signaled to Teresa that it was time for her to come over to his pad.
Musicians.
And fuck. So,
God damn.
Now, the problem with this is that everybody knows about it except Sickles, who he hears rumors and he refuses to believe them. He's like, you know, Teresa would never do that to me. I don't believe it. And Barton was a friend of his. He wouldn't be U.S. District Attorney if it weren't for Sickles.
God. You see, now, so, they made a whole musical out of Hamilton. They should have done it about Sickles.
I know. Now, this is
one story.
So this is 1859, 2 years before the Civil War. Finally, somebody sends Sickles a letter confirming that it is, in fact, truth, and here's the evidence. And Sickles, this is on a Thursday. All right? It's like... anyways, yeah, 1859 is a Thursday. I can't remember what time of the year.
It's the pre-kend, yeah.
So he stews for like a few days, and he's freaking out, and he doesn't know what to do about it. He forces a confession out of her that she writes, and that doesn't do it for him. And he's wondering what to do, and then one afternoon he sees Barton out of his window waving the handkerchief around.
Uh-oh.
To get Teresa.
Yeah.
And so he flips out. He puts on an overcoat. He stuffs it with a derringer and two pistols. He runs out of his house across. Now, this is within. If you were standing in the White House, you'd be able to see him walking across the street into Lafayette Square. Mm. And he, in front of countless witnesses, he screams to Barton, "You must die."
Nice.
And tackles him.
Yes.
And then they grapple.
You must die. You must die, sir. Yeah.
Barton sort of pathetically pulls out a pair of opera glasses and throws them.
That's all he has. That's not going to do
glasses.
It.
Oh, my God.
Things are getting desperate at this point.
What a
match for Derringer.
So, don't, I'm gay. Quit it.
Don't go away. Teresa.
Where's my handkerchief?
Whatever happened to pistols at 10 paces and shit like that?
Well, yeah. Well,
he's ready to blow his head off.
So then he just shoots him.
Good.
So Sickles shoots him, and within, I don't know, it's like an hour or so, the guy's dead. And Sickles turns himself in.
Mm-hmm.
And
the interesting thing is, he fucked up at war. That was what he was more notorious for, right? Was fucking up at war.
And he did all this with one leg.
No, this was before the war.
Before that, yeah.
Sorry. This was before the war.
Got it. Mm.
Before it. This is like, I mean, what's funny is that he did all this and then still managed to be a general during the American Civil War.
It's kind of better. Yes. Well, I guess your standards were not high.
No, they weren't. They really weren't. I mean,
how could they be?
He wasn't a military man really per se. He didn't go to West Point. He's the only corps commander in the Army of the Potomac who never went to West Point. And, I mean, he got his job through, I mean, he was a Tammany politician, that sort of thing.
Fry.
Online University of Phoenix.
Well, the moral of the story is don't sleep with women who are half your age, and if you do, don't go with the handkerchief method.
Well, yeah, don't fuck other guys' wives that are half your age.
Right.
Mm. But how did he fare at trial?
He must have. It was a huge trial because he was a hugely connected man, both in New York and Washington, and a congressman. So he, with his connections and. You know, I mean, especially the money he could raise. He got some of the best lawyers in the country, including Edwin Stanton, who would become Secretary of War during the Civil War. And they, to make the long story short, they got him off on the first insanity plea.
Whoa!
In American history.
Holy shit!
He was driven so the argument went. He was driven so crazy by. You know, his wife's indiscretion, but also seeing Barton Key across the street waving his handkerchief.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, trying fair. To. Yeah.
He didn't drive anyone crazy.
It was like, it was like he was on a blood rage or something.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
and
fair.
So,
fucked all to fuck defense.
So there was a lot of criticism of the trial because people say that, like Harper's Weekly had an article, I think, that claimed that. You know, the prosecution didn't try hard enough. But anyway, he got off. Now, what's interesting is that his reputation soared after this, right? Mm. He's now one of the most famous men in the country.
He's defending his honor. Yeah.
He's literally defending his honor. Yeah. That was what... So
one man wouldn't agree with that.
So right, what does exactly. he do?
It's very relatable.
Yeah, I kind of like him better than Key myself.
Rules.
The next thing he does, very soon after the whole... He puts the whole thing behind him, and then he very publicly forgives Teresa. And then his relationship or his reputation goes right into the
show. Oh, no.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, one of the reasons he got into the Civil War.
I'll forgive you. Wait,
anybody go. It's like at the funds.
Yeah. The whole question was like,
If the Bonds ever said sorry,
because he showed weakness.
Yeah, right.
You can't show weakness.
Your Fonzie fucking apologized?
Yeah, of course not. No. So,
hit the jukebox at
the whore. And yeah, of course not. Not if you killed the guy for it.
Right. Never apologize.
Yeah, that's almost saying like, I shouldn't have been got. I
get what you
did, off.
But that other guy had to die.
Yeah, interesting. But he would cheat on his wife too?
Oh, God. I mean, his whole life, he never...
It was a different time. That's not really cheating.
Sure.
It's
not.
No, it's true, though. It isn't, because, like, back... Marriage wasn't... It's only been a romantic thing for about the last 20 years.
It's true. You're right.
Before that, it was like, you just get married sort of out of, like, a...
compulsory.
You need to do it to have kids. You know, you want to have kids. You want to, like, create a family and all that stuff.
It's an agreement.
Make money. It's more of an agreement. It's more of a business arrangement.
Well, it was originally, a business arrangement, really.
And if you go back far enough... It's kind of like, oh, really? Jerk.
Right.
Like that.
We're still business partners.
Right, no, but I don't expect you to do it. Yeah, but
for men, they were just expected to be discreet. As long as you were discreet and didn't make the woman feel
ashamed
of it, that it was all okay. The women could never do it, but for the men, as long as it was discreet, right? A lot of,
Well, that's one of the reasons he was infamous even before this, because, right after their marriage. His marriage to Teresa. This is like 1853. He gets this posting in England as part of the American consulate, the American ministry there. And his wife is pregnant back home in New York. This is one of his this is one of his first big political breaks. So he's in England. He has on his arm a notorious prostitute from New York named Fanny White. And it's Fanny White who he brings on a formal,
to a state event.
He presents her to the Queen of England, Queen Victoria.
Wow. This is a great guy.
Less than discreet.
This guy is awesome.
Less than discreet, I would say.
Like, both sides of the Atlantic were just like up in arms. The newspapers were like, are you kidding me?
I'm going to go Google him when I get home.
Awesome.
I want to know everything about this guy.
He was between a rock and a hard place. Do I take notorious prostitute Fanny White or my 15-year-old bride?
Who's pregnant? Who's pregnant? She was probably 16 by that time, but sure.
Who I've killed for.
He's got a plus one and take a buddy.
The real twist to the story is the queen was like, hey, Fanny White, I really like your work.
What really pissed the queen off, though, is that at a July 4th celebration, I think it was on July 4th, and this may have had something to do with it, Sickles was the only one in the American delegation not to stand for the queen.
Oh,
That caused... stir. In addition to Fanny White. I mean,
a thing, too.
Well, we don't have to stand for the queen. We won a war.
We are America.
We have our own.
I think that was probably his argument.
Yeah. Right. He's good. I like this guy.
I like this guy a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
he's pretty good. And we could also blame her. I'm sure that contributed to his fuck-ups on the battlefield, too. He's got to think about this.
Which one? Victoria or Teresa?
Teresa is clearly, she should have been held responsible.
She's the root of all this.
I don't know, man.
Tony Romo defense.
Like a double standard to me.
By the way, we're a nation of bastards.
Yes, it is.
That's the Romo right there.
Romo this and Romo that. But 4 out of every 10 U.S. babies are now born to unmarried parents. Trend that's been rising steadily ever since over the past 5 decades. It's all falling apart, Thomas.
It is.
More people got to vote for Republicans like Vicky Paladino, and then none of this shit will happen.
None of it.
She will put a stop to it. In 1970, only about 10% of U.S. births were outside marriage. Well, 1970? But since then, oh boy, shit's fucked up. So, you know what it is? What causes this? What do you think it is?
Welfare.
What do you think?
Women don't wait until they're married to have sex, so...
Actually, you know, I mean, a lot of these people, though, too, marriage isn't as big a deal as it used to be. Like, you have people cohabitating, if you will.
Right.
And they're like, I don't know.
Yeah,
we're together, let's just have kids. And statistically, they would still be counted.
Animals, you're right.
Yeah. There's...
By the way, speaking of animals, man, this is a very big story because it has begun. In India, Planet of the Apes has begun. There's a link in one of those things that I sent you. I sent you two things to link to. Oh my God, this is bad news. But these monkeys in India have become so intelligent that they have killed a man by throwing rocks at him.
Uh-oh.
And that's a true story.
Maybe he had it coming to him.
Well, maybe he did. I like to think that violence is never the answer.
They're probably eating them.
Sometimes it comes to monkey man disputes.
Sometimes it's the law. They're carrying out.
Sometimes it's just the damn law. Sharia law. Yeah, monkeys have killed a 72-year-old. They shower of stolen bricks. They give me old brick shower.
It's a macaque.
Wow.
That's a macaw.
The old wood shampoo.
The old brick shower in India. The old Indian brick shower.
The old Indian brick shower.
The Indian brick
the old
shower.
Calcutta brick shower. This is what's happened.
There once was a man from India who got showered with bricks.
Showered with bricks. They were stolen bricks as well, the paper mentions.
So the monkeys stole. Were not owned by the monkeys?
Yeah. No, the monkeys did not own the bricks.
No, this is just monkey business as usual.
Yeah,
oh, God.
This happens every single day in India.
It's going bananas.
Going bananas.
Somebody say ape shit yet.
Ape shit.
I'm telling you, this is Planet of the Apes always happens, like, you know, in the movies, it happens in the U.S., right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know if it always happens. The Statue of Liberty is knocked over and shit, as we see at the end. That's true. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
And then, like, I guess in the newer movies, you know, it's John Lithgow. He wasn't hurting anyone.
That monkey's innocent.
He's fine. He's not going. He was fine. He wasn't going to hurt anyone. But it would be these underdeveloped countries where they would take over, right? Because they're more, you know, they're closer to.
Yeah, the monkeys.
Monkeys, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
I mean, not the people are closer to monkeys. No, silly.
Well, both, really.
I mean, like,
but...
proximity-wise, but I mean, like, they don't have it developed. They're third world, right, or whatever, yes. Shitholes or whatever.
So wait, in Planet of the Apes, the older ones, they only focus on the U.S. having the monkey problem, right?
Right.
It wasn't really
problem at all.
Yeah.
Like, monkeys in the U.S.
I guess. You have to speculate, yes. But they only focus on the United States. Yeah.
The monkeys have, like, a human problem.
Right,
very mild.
The country of the apes is really what it should have been called.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. For the newer ones,
apes of the country.
Apes of the country.
I mean, we'd win a war against the monkeys. We would win.
Yeah.
In the U.S., like, we would win.
I think so. We have better weapons.
Yeah.
They just have stolen rocks and
just have bricks.
They got the element of surprise.
That's right.
Who are they going to steal the bricks from, bro? Yeah. Just lock up our bricks.
By the way, Pat, your Lithgow is much better than your McGowan.
Well, thank you. Said in one of the comments, somebody had commented, well, they can't really throw them. They're kind of like the way they're made. It was really a half drop, half throw. It's like, come on, don't shit on this thing. I mean, like,
yeah, like
oops. Like, you know, like, it's
splitting hairs.
Comments. We have to have a whole show just about comments.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want to have a whole show about comments and dog fuckers.
Mm-hmm. And hate watching.
Which one do you want to know more about?
Watch.
And pussy talk.
Pussy
we have
talk,
so many show
watch.
Ideas.
Yeah.
But alas, Keith the cop.
Oh, no. That is my partner in battle.
Helping.
By the way.
Who?
He's my partner in battle.
Keith the cop is your partner in battle?
I haven't mentioned this yet.
Uh-oh.
But we are teammates on a game called PUBG. And
I play PUBG.
Oh, he told me that he works constantly.
Well, no, he would not. Let me refer. This is in hours of
so
the
he
day when work.
Hours of the day playing video games with you.
No, these are wee hours of the night. This it's a very rare time that we'll do it.
Oh,
but
I see.
When we play, we'll die for each other, and oftentimes
this is
we
worth
do.
Mentioning.
Wait, you play PUBG? I play PUBG.
We'll have to.
We
got
it. We got to get. We got to.
We'll
gotta,
talk after this.
I
show.
Play yeah. PUBG. And you are no.
Well,
cares?
These guys both play PUBG, which proves that you moved the wrong person to this section.
Cormac, tell me the name of your book. Your book that you would like to sell more of.
Well, there's new editions of The Secret Lives of the U.S. Presidents and Secret Lives of the First Ladies out.
Secret Lives of the U.S. Presidents. And Secret Lives of the First Ladies by
That's
Cormac.
Right. And Secret Lives of the Civil War.
And your name? Cormac O'Brien.
That's right.
And you should read those books. He's obviously, you look at him and he's...
Actually, may I have the comb, please?
No. No, you cannot.
We know what you're going to do with it.
Ace comb.
I know what you're going to do.
This is my chicken.
You're going to do the. Yes.
This is my chicken.
This is my wheat.
But I do want to say you look very much like a history professor or a history scholar, mm-hmm. and it's exactly what you are, and good to have you here. And Thomas Palladino, vote
yes,
for Vicky Palladino November 6th. Right?
November 6th. We got 2 weeks left. A lot of stuff happening. Please, 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 if you were in District 11, please come out and vote for us. If you want to follow us on Twitter, please do so. Palladino for Senate. Donate money. There's a link in the Twitter bio. We are, after this Proud Boys thing, we're really catching a lot of heat on the old internet.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, so if anybody wants to jump into any of those conversations, please, by all means.
You're really inviting that?
Yeah, I am. I am. It's scorched earth. Scorched earth, everybody. Come on.
Okay.
All in.
Bring all your racism.
Yes.
Bring all. Bring all your embarrassing to co-sign and retweet things.
Correct.
Well, okay. You're fearless. And where are you going to be, Clayton?
Well, I've started a new podcast. It's all about my PUBG team.
How dare you, sir.
Yeah. I was recently named the new host of a poker podcast called Tournament Poker Edge. Ooh. It's free. You can download it on iTunes, Stitcher, all that. TournamentPokerEdge.com, and I'm the new host of their podcast.
Poker podcast. What kind of things do you talk about?
We talk about poker strategy, things that happen at the poker table, and I do my best to make it funny. I can tell you that it's easier to make crime funny than poker.
Really?
Yeah, it's hard because you're just talking about numbers and...
Do you say hardly know her a lot?
I mean,
that really just took everything out of you. Dude. I'm so sorry.
Brutal ass. Really tough.
Really
tough.
Can I recreate what I just looked at? I'm sure it was on camera, but he just went. He killed
trying
me.
Trying to talk about his podcast.
That sounds cool.
That's going to be the thing everybody remembers.
Damn it, sir.
Boy, I felt really bad at the end of him talking about that for some reason. Maybe I won't listen to it. It's called, what is it called one more time?
Tournament Poker Edge.
Tournament Poker Edge. Yeah, and while it might not be as easy to make laughs out of, I'm sure that it's much easier to, make some money off of, you know?
Absolutely.
Help somebody's game. If you play cards, then that's the thing to do. Hey, how you doing over there, Andrea? You okay? You asleep? Are you happy?
No, I'm very much awake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a long work day. So.
Yeah? Okay.
In the heat tonight.
I know, man. Bringing it.
She had a good line before, but she wasn't on mic when she said it.
Oh, I see. It got
basically
smothered.
Basically, there's no running water in India, so what other kind of showers are they going to have?
The only shower he'd had in 6 months. Drew, great job, Peter. You were here. And I guess keep watching the show. Thanks, Anthony Cumia, for letting us. October 24th, you got to be there. October 24th, something else? Sorry. October 24th, Westside Comedy Club. Just fuck it, come. Serious.